This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
So, why does MSM, for 20-plus years, say, I'm insane, and there's no human-animal chimeras? I've had people try to physically start fistfights with me repeatedly on the street. One time at a pizza place, when I was covering spider goats 20-plus years ago, it was in medical scientific literature, I called the head of the Army base in upstate New York, where they had a private contractor creating part human, part animal goats so they could create body armor, a spider web in the milk of the goats. So we broke that in the news. And so then they finally, a few years later, had articles about spider goats. And that's really what's important is we're forcing, years later, the media to finally cover real things. But see, that's why they want to keep saying it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, so that you'd never worry about breakaway civilization. You never worry about these advanced technologies. I mean, they think a car that has a 200-mile-per-gallon carburetor is disruptive technology. The Japanese have had it for decades, so you can't have it. Well, that's empowering humanity, cutting waste, helping folks have better lives. But something like human-animal chimeras that give rise to zoological viruses, bacteria, allow diseases to jump cross species, all of this is going on like a giant subterranean Manhattan Project, and they're only showing us the tip of the iceberg, and I'm begging people to have a debate about this, to be adults about this, about breakaway civilization, space programs, medical advances, fission fusion, cyclotrons, fission fusion, heavy super colliders, superconducting super colliders, all these thousands of things. And they just go, that doesn't exist, like it's Santa Claus. That doesn't exist, kids. Don't look at it, because they don't want to have a debate about it. The real investigative journalism isn't like the Animal Liberation Front breaking in and burning down some research facility, but it's whistleblowers from inside these facilities, and it's information coming out. Imagine the Pulitzer Prize. You probably actually get killed for going in and showing film footage of these creatures, because they're only showing you the cows and the pigs that are 5-10% human. I have talked to people that are scared over the years. I'm going to leave it at that. And they just said, Alex, it's unbelievable. It was unbelievable in the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they were growing human ears on mice in the 1980s. They were telling us about it then. They had roaches with a tiny microchip that were remote control in the 80s as well. But now, you see, now we can be told about all this by the Young Turks and the Enlightened Ones and MSNBC. When I've been telling you from the beginning, not because I'm some hero, but I want animal rights. I want human rights. But notice you don't hear from the animal rights people anything about this, because let me tell you why. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, was the head of the World Eugenics Society. And at the end of World War II, they openly said, we've got to change the name of our journals from the Eugenics Journal, from the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and others, the Cold Springs Harbor, to these other names because, you know, they're connected to Nazism. We want to take control of human development. We'll call ourselves transhumanists to control human development as gatekeepers and to hide eugenics within that. And so this has all been going on under the surface and is being kept from the public. And so notice Huxley then helped set up the modern PETA organizations. See, they're all about animal rights, but not about human rights, or not even discussing chimera, because in that zoological discussion, transzoological, it opens up the entire can of worms. So that's my message to the media. Quit making jokes about this. Be serious and understand that this is affecting everybody. Just a few zoological things that got loose that's ancient, you know, 60, 70-year-old technology. the scheme of time, that's ancient today, time so compressed, is things like Lyme's disease. And again, here's the news today saying you really have to watch the entire 5-minute segment, though somehow it even gets crazier, you know, when I talk about chimeras.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
That's right, George W. Bush,
tonight on
Lou Dobbs, and myself, and Drudge Report, and Dr. Corsi really exposed that we went into the North American Union and that is being merged via the Atlantic Agreement with the European Union and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, all of which Trump has been dynamiting and pulling us out of. It's beautiful. NAFTA, GATT is being renegotiated, pulled us out of the Paris Climate Carbon Tax Accords. It's supposed to be a $100 trillion tax every decade. That's from Davos. All the good things Trump's doing. The travel ban. It's totally constitutional. It's in the law. A five-year-old could understand it. But the Ninth and Fourth Circuits are judicial activists, and they went along with the media to portray the president as in left field. Everything they do is to portray the president as incompetent and a moron and to undermine the country because they represent foreign multinational corporate interests that are crony, that are not free market, that want a consolidation. They do not want prosperity. They want austerity. Now, joining us is Larry Klayman, who Obviously, he's won cases, the only cases, against the National Security Agency and illegal spying. He was the founder of Judicial Watch, freedomwatchusa.org. And he's working a big case of a CIA whistleblower. It's documented a lot of the illegal spying that's going on. But the first reason I wanted to get Larry Klayman on as a constitutional lawyer is looking at what Comey's done. That was a few weeks ago. We've kind of forgotten about it, but that's still big news. That's coming up. Loretta Lynch, the signals that she may be indicted. Cut and dry, meeting illegally. With Bill Clinton, cut and dry, lying. Comey having to admit that she told him to not have a criminal investigation, but a matter. Everything they claim Trump's done, they've done. And then Comey testifying that Trump never tried to get him to obstruct, but the media ignores that. So he always has a lot of contacts in the FBI and inside baseball. So first and foremost, with Larry Klayman of FreedomWatchUSA.org, I want to get his expert breakdown on exactly what's happening with these internal battles going on. And is Attorney General Sessions, as we've heard, getting ready to execute his duty or take the gloves off in response to the fact that we know the Russia narrative is a hoax? They know it's a hoax. Larry Klayman, what's the intel you've got?
Alex, happy holiday.
Thank you.
Well, the intel I've got is my own experience. And what we know with regard to Comey, and we've talked about Dennis Montgomery on a prior appearance, and you've talked about him generally as well. He's an NSA, CIA whistleblower. He came forward with 47 hard drives, over 100 million, 600 million pages of information, much of it classified, showing that President Trump and the people around him, his family, were being surveilled.
And so was I, and so was Michael Savage.
That's right. And yours truly. I'm sure you were too, Alex. I mean, everybody's on there.
Millions. There's millions of people in there.
Anybody who is a antagonist towards them that they see is adverse to them, they're going to surveil. And we still have this Obama deep state. It's still in effect. So I brought
By the way, I know those phone numbers are good because it's the Mar-a-Lago number nobody had. It was the it was his private number there at Trump Tower. I mean, this was Trump's phone numbers.
Well, and it's not just Trump. It's everybody who's anybody, and plus hundreds of millions of Americans. So I got Montgomery immunity. I brought him forth to Comey at the FBI directly through a federal judge, Royce Lambert. And he turned all this stuff over. And Comey, because we now know, through certain revelations by Circa News, that Comey was actually doing the illegal surveillance at the FBI against all these people. So he buried this investigation.
And so he perjured himself before Congress when he said no surveillance was going on of Trump ever, period.
That's correct. And he was also the FBI director during this period. Now, before Comey, there was Mueller. He was doing illegal surveillance, too. So this case is really important because not only are we going forward on the fact that I've been surveilled and Montgomery's been surveilled, I have to change my cell phone three times in the last 6 to 8 months. They've inserted malware into it. Montgomery confirmed that. And Verizon, when I went there, they said, we've never seen anything like this before. So I sued. Montgomery sued. They're trying to break into his computers. They got into his cell phones. And on top of that, they're sitting on all of this information, which is an obstruction. And therefore, we brought a lawsuit. You can see that at freedomwatchusa.org. Now, the deep state has tried to discredit Montgomery by having national security reporters like James Risen write that he's a fraud. He's not a fraud. And we just found out that Eric Lichtblau, who is Risen's partner at the New York Times, was just fired from CNN for fake news, for lying to the American
people. Wait a minute, Larry Klayman, are you saying mainstream media lies? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, right. We have a leftist media strike force, Alex. I mean, you know that. You got the full treatment a week ago with Megyn Kelly. So this is a reality here that we have to deal with. And this case can actually take out Comey. It can take out Mueller because they have committed crimes against the American people themselves. They've conducted illegal surveillance. It's criminal. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And Montgomery is a key witness, and now he's a plaintiff. So we were in court last week, and Judge Richard Leon, a few days later, ordered this thing proceed. He was deciding whether to keep it. It's a related case. It's on an expedited schedule. It's a preliminary injunction. We're going to be seeking discovery of Comey, of Mueller, of others in this case.
By the way, let me stop you, Larry. I have a real problem. I don't tend to hype up big guests, and I just tend to just have you on, and we just kind of bring it on and don't point out how huge it is.
Right.
You're the only guy that's won in court against the NSA. You have this amazing whistleblower, as big or bigger than Snowden. I've seen just the limited data I got from the Arpaio people, which I know you're separate from. You weren't involved in that. And, I mean, it's the deliberate targeting of conservatives and libertarians in the media. It's specific. It's total. It's private phone numbers I had in offices that I never even used. It is a database of files they can go into and then listen to an entire larger file of everything you do on a fax machine, an email, a phone number, your family's phone numbers. I call family and other, I call other numbers when I'm under particular surveillance. Suddenly their phones get taken over, start calling people in other address books, start creating this nexus. I mean, your power goes down 5-6 times faster when they're live time in your phone. So I know what this is like. It's amazing. For the week before the Megyn Kelly, they were in all our phones. It was just incredible. And to live here and to know this is going on, it's just insane. To go watch the movie Snowden and to have personally lived it, you know, I guess that makes us all comrades, you know, fellow travelers, to use the communist term. This is crazy.
Well, it is, and we live in an Orwellian state, and that's exactly what Leon said when we got our victories a few years ago. We enjoined these intelligence agencies. We enjoined Obama. Later, the appellate court mooted out the preliminary injunctions because there was a new law that was put into effect, the USA Freedom Act, but now we find out they're violating that, too. So when I went back to Judge Leon, I said, Your Honor, they're violating what you ruled earlier, law of the case, that these are unconstitutional Fourth Amendment violations. They're criminal in nature. We need to proceed on this case. He agreed with me. We're going to proceed quickly. This is the one case, Alex, that can take out Comey.
Oh, I totally agree. I hadn't put two and two together. I mean, you went before Comey. You went before the courts. You won. Comey then, now he's been identified as the guy running a bunch of these spy programs between the FBI and other agencies, obviously, has been caught lying to Congress saying it's, quote, crazy that Trump thinks he was ever surveilled.
Well, that's right. And clearly he was, and so was everybody else. Now, we don't know whether he was surveilled after he became president by virtue of Montgomery, because Montgomery was up to a certain point. But the fact is that there was a pattern and practice of doing this. This occurred on Comey's watch, and before that it occurred on Mueller's watch. So how can these people be part of an independent counsel or special counsel investigation when they're dirty, when they have committed criminal acts? So that's the importance of this case. Notwithstanding the fact that I've been surveilled, that's a violation. We've sued for large damages. And we also asked to get Montgomery's hard drives back, which Comey and the FBI misappropriated.
Let's go back to that, but let's be clear. If a random person gets caught in your backyard looking through your keyhole or looking through your blinds, we're talking 5 years in prison. And they should. But if you use that to then use the information against somebody, it's a more serious felony of conspiracy, blackmail, you name it. And that's what they're doing. These are serious felonies. If I got caught putting a camera in my neighbor's house, I'd go to jail for 10 years. But if the government does it illegally, it's supposedly okay.
Well, this is a higher force than the president himself. Okay, this is a third form of government, in effect. Actually, a fourth form. You've got the three branches of government. Then you've got these intelligence agencies who have broken away from any branch, and they can be used by presidents. I mean, ask yourself this question. We know that Chief Justice John Roberts was illegally surveilled by these intelligence agencies and potentially the FBI. Why did he flip at the last minute on Obamacare? Why do we have the problem that we currently have? Do these agencies, have they dug up?
Listen, I've talked to folks that have talked to Supreme Court justices who said that there was blackmail via the NSA used against members, not just one member, but members of the Supreme Court, and Scalia was getting ready to shoot his mouth off.
Well, that may explain why he's no longer on this earth. I mean, who knows, Alex? But the reality here is that this is extremely dangerous. You know, King George III, if he had these capabilities, as I've said before,
or Hitler,
the Founding Fathers' plans would have been exposed. They never would have gotten Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence. They've been arrested and executed before they got there. That's how serious this is. This sits over the heads of every American. Anybody who criticizes the government or wants to take on a particular cause that isn't liked by the establishment in Washington is subject to this surveillance and blackmail without probable cause, without any showing that we're committing a crime or that we're in contact with terrorists. This is perhaps the worst scandal. I mean, it's not even a scandal. It's beyond scandal.
Well, as you know, it continues to turn out that Wahhabists and others are being given key national security level master control over Capitol computers, over agency computers. They're bringing foreigners in and infesting everything with no real clearances. It's a total takeover.
Well, it is. And this is the danger of this. This is why we need the support of the American people go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate. And Mr. Montgomery's trying to make ends meet out there. He's got a brain aneurysm. He's very hurt.
Well, I'll tell you this, Larry. I mean, you're the guy that beat the NSA and got a law passed. Now they're violating that. I mean, you get results. I hope folks will support you. I want to come back then and ask, how far does this rabbit hole go? And from your contacts, what's about to happen next?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
we sent a crew, Millie Weaver and crew, the Red Pill Expo that Lord Monckton, Robert Kiyosaki, and others were at over the weekend, and some of the interviews have not been seen yet. They've got one, Robert Kiyosaki, who's very respected and, you know, good friends with Donald Trump. It's a warning to the president about some of the black ops he was involved in. And I can confirm some of these black ops from some other sources. It's pretty amazing stuff. In fact, I may even air that in the fourth hour for like, it's about 5 minutes long, a clip when Mike Cernovich is hosting. But there's just overwhelming amounts of news. You're not even getting live here on the air. Go to Infowars.com as a lot of that news breaks. And please spread those videos. Larry Klayman, demonized by the media, demonized by the establishment right wing because he's effective. He's the guy that helped get the impeachment going. He's the guy that got the NSA to have to stop its behavior and got a national law passed, which they've been caught breaking again. But because of that, now we have investigations. We're exposing it. Remember just 10 years ago, I was insane. None of this existed. And then it was exactly as we told you it was because it's all hidden in the Telecommunications Acts from 1962 and 1987 and 1996 as they put the infrastructure in. It's all hiding in plain view. Then we have the whistleblowers. And Larry Klayman has a whistleblower that I've talked to law enforcement. They've been on. They've seen it. And I've seen very small pieces of it. As a journalist, we're allowed to see this, but under precedent, but it's still dangerous. And all I'm saying is I don't think people realize the danger that Larry Klayman's gone through, or we've gone through. I mean, we had all the guests on. The week of Benghazi, saying exactly what happened from NATO, from the Army, from the CIA. I mean, they had the Justice Department come to their houses. They got threatened with murder. Now, that's behind the scenes. I'm not going to tell you some of the stuff behind the scenes went on here because it's off record. But let me tell you, some of our guests have are heroes. This isn't a game, people. I've gone through a lot just doing it. I'm not complaining. I just want you to know, this proves how real all this is that they do this. But we don't have to prove anything. It's all been admitted now, thanks to all the whistleblowers from AT&T and Larry Klayman and all the rest of it. So now, where does all this go, Larry Klayman?
Well, it goes, Alex. We're trying to wage a peaceful revolution, as you know. We're trying to use the courts. We're trying to use other means. We're trying to use people like yourself who get the word out. I have a radio show myself. It's called Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman on Radio America. You can find it on our website. Education is important, and it's not just the lawsuits, because this country's on its knees, and we need to rise up and bring it back. And, yeah, it requires strong measures. We're not in favor of violence, but, of course, the left is, and they're trying to do that. And when you talk about violence, just yesterday we found out that an FBI agent was indicted in Oregon for lying about killing one of the protesters when the Bundys went up there to protest this land grab.
You know, let's stay a little longer because I want to get into that. But it'll take some time. I remember when this all happened, I talked to some folks in the Army who were very upset because they were there, and I was told all of this, and I just couldn't even believe it, that they would just randomly kill this guy for no reason and lie about it. But now it's all been confirmed, and Lord Monckton first gave us that news last week. You're saying you have more intel on that. It's now subsequently happened.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to represent Cliven Bundy, okay, in the case in Nevada. I got a judge there, Gloria Navarro, who's trying to keep me out of that case. I'm at the Supreme Court on that issue very shortly because she doesn't want Larry Klayman in there because I'll challenge her. But she's the handpicked judge of former Senator Reid, Harry Reid, that very corrupt Las Vegas senator. And then Cliven, who's being tried probably in about a month and a half with his sons, he never harmed a hair on anybody's head, yet he was indicted. And he was indicted, Alex, I believe, because he used a politically incorrect phrase. After that successful standoff where the government had to leave, where they were using excessive force, Cliven compared himself to the Negro in the Old South. Of course, Martin Luther King had used that word, and he just didn't know the right word. So Obama took offense. Loretta Lynch took offense, and she indicted Cliven and his sons.
And they said, these are domestic terrorists. No, they had hundreds of their cows, letting them die in a barn on land the family had grazing rights to since 1877. But then they lied to the public going, oh, they just stole public land. No, the public didn't understand common law or even federal law.
That's right. Now, fast forward, we've got Cliven Bundy, and you can see about that at clivenbundydefensefund.org. He needs your support. Cliven Bundy.
Well, stay there then. Let's come back and flesh this out because I don't even know if this is known. But it wasn't just Joe Biggs that got warned off. I then talked to folks that were actually there. And I couldn't really talk about it at the time because it was an off the record, but now some of it's leaking in the case. They had U.S. Army Special Operations there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. The war was not cut across the line. The war was not cut, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
Ladies and gentlemen, the war was lost.
My life behind.
With the globalists, we've been sold out to a private planetary government. But Trump got into office, and we have a beachhead trying to pull us out of these unelected global agreements that literally transfer our power out of the country. Meanwhile, in many Western states, upwards of 50 to 60% on average of the land is federal. Some states, it's 89%, like Nevada and other areas. And the feds are super aggressive now. I've gone to national parks, and the regular rangers are okay, but you get around the police. I mean, everybody knows I'm not anti-police, but when you see somebody crazed, aggressive, rude, I walk over, try to talk to people repeatedly at Big Ben, and they're rude and bow up to everybody. I mean, you know when you've been in third world countries and you've seen authoritarian police, how they strut around, how they behave, they look like North Korean police. They have that same crazed look. You know your country's in trouble. But remember the TSA hiring ads a few years ago that said, we want imperious people. They want you to act imperial. Imperious means super arrogant. Larry Klayman, again, top constitutional lawyer, fighting the globalist at point-blank range, joins us. The left's been calling for major violence. This just broke. I told you this was coming. July 2nd is when Soros doubled the amount of money he's ever spent in the U.S. for civil unrest. Washington Times, Michael Moore urges followers to rise up over 4th of July, storming senators' offices. And, of course, they've been calling for violence. The Huffington Post and others have said, you know, too bad there's not more congressmen being shot. Meanwhile, they're saying we're going to cause violence against them. They're going to kick off the violence. They're going to say we're behind it. That is clear. Because they know Trump's trying to get control of the agencies right now. They want to have a violent overthrow before that hits. I think they're insane, just like in the campaign. I believe this is their Waterloo. I believe they miscalculated. We'll talk about all this with Larry Klayman in a moment. First off, Myco ZX was a new product that we had last year. And it's a big old high-quality glass bottle filled to the brim with compounds, enzymes, and herbs that are known to knock out the fungus, the mold, the yeast, the candida. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a huge national crisis, the pesticides bioaccumulating in the gut. Huge problem. Then that pushes out the good bacteria, the bad bacteria take over. You take probiotics. It's legendary. Nobody denies that probiotics haven't changed the world, really helped a lot of people. We have Biome Defense, a super high quality, very high end, 50 billion strains per pill. That's 30% off when you get it with Myco ZX. Now, look, I can sell out of this, selling it at full price, but I want you to see how good it is and to see the results for yourself. And you can't lose because regardless, you're funding this operation promoting liberty. These are war bonds. But everybody, myself included, I'll take probiotics a while, I'll take Myco ZX, then I'll forget because I'm not a big, you know, vitamin mineral guy. But this is beyond vitamin mineral. This is re-energizing your gut. This is solid fact. I've seen MSM make fun of us selling probiotics. I mean, that's one thing the liberals have got is that probiotics are really important. Bill Gates is obsessed with this. So Biome Defense, 30% off when you get it with Myco ZX. Very, very costly compounds in this, sourced. It's just amazing quality. If you think probiotics are great and they've helped you, well, try our Biome Defense. But if you think that's powerful, get Myco ZX because the Biome Defense doesn't deal with the yeast and the mold, the candida. But together, like a horse and carriage, they're amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We've got free shipping through the month of July. I'm extending it. We've got a bunch of specials on X2, Super Male Vitality, and a bunch of other best-selling products that I'm going to run for a few weeks more. But a lot of those products are about to sell out. 30% off on our great nootropic Brain Force. And you can rest assured you're funding the very sword of truth, the tip of the spear. So thank you all for your support. Be sure and support our local affiliates and their local sponsors as well. Tell everybody you know at red lights and at grocery stores everywhere, hey, you're the modern Paul Revere's. Tune into the show right now on that local station. Or if there's not a local station in your area, well, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show. That's changing the world. Just little InfoWars is exponentially challenging the globalists to the point they're calling for our destruction. Because there can't be any voices of truth challenging them because what they're promoting is so ridiculously corrupt and fraudulent. The enemy should be easy to beat. But it's up to you, and you're the reason they're getting beat. But understand this. Trump was just a beachhead. Now, I'll give Larry Klayman the floor for about 10 minutes here, and we'll let him go and get your calls and more guests and news. But walking through this, I agree. America's on its knees. We were on our deathbed. Now we're trying to get up. That's why they're panicked. Michael Moore, the globalist, don't know, stay there like Lilliputians. And then go through what's happening with the Bundys and with the FBI agent being indicted for what he did. That shows Trump, the Justice Department, and, you know, others are moving forward. Obviously, there's local issues as well. And then what we can all do in this critical time and what your message is to President Trump, Larry Klayman.
Well, my message is stand tough, like you, Alex, like me. Don't worry about people say. Don't worry if they come after you. It actually emboldens me because we are against this very corrupt, evil establishment. You know, the Democrats are one thing, but the Republicans are trying to stab Trump in the back as well. They want to run their establishment candidate. So we just have to be who we are. We have to push ahead. Now, going back to Bundy, Mr. Linicom, who was a peaceful protester in Oregon because the Bundy sons went out there to help another rancher, wound up getting shot dead. And now we find out an FBI agent lied about that. And that doesn't come as any surprise. And who was the FBI director at the time? James Comey. There you go. So all of this kind of comes together. Now, we have Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I believe he's a good man, Alex. I think you do, too. But he's being beaten up right and left, okay? Two meetings with the Russian ambassador he did while he was a senator. He's accused of perjury, everything else. Now there's a complaint filed by 34 Democrats and some Republicans with the Inspector General to investigate matters involving the firing of James Comey. Not a coincidence. The poor guy is under siege every single day. And I've been trying to get him to review the Bundy prosecution because I didn't tell him how he should come out with it. But the prosecution in Nevada is falling apart. The two sons were acquitted. They virtually represented themselves in Oregon on the peaceful protest, although Mr. Linicom was killed. Bundy's haven't harmed a hair on the head of anyone. And ask yourself the question, is that, let's say the government is right that Bundy owes money. I don't believe he is. You pointed out the land. They claim 95% of ownership of the land in Nevada. They constitutionally do not own that amount of land in Nevada.
That's key what you just said. I don't mean to interrupt. Federally, it's 89% on the books, but you're right. They're now grabbing another 6%. They're now taking everything.
Right. But here's the bottom line, is that I've asked Sessions to review this because the prosecution's falling apart. Yet Bundy has been in jail for a year and a half. He was first put in solitary confinement by this Judge Navarro, handpicked by Harry Reid and Obama. He then was denied a speedy trial. He then was denied right of counsel, me. I'm at the Supreme Court asking the Supreme Court to order me to come into the case. Right now, Bob Barr is looking to possibly come into the case, my good friend that we impeached Clinton together with.
We need to get Bob Barr back on. Yeah,
he's a good man. And Cliven needs help. And he's dying on the vine out there. So I hope people will go to CliveandBundyDefenseFund.org and continue.
Because it's a precedent for everybody else. They didn't do anything violent. They should at least be out on bail, especially when their other big case fell apart. Clearly, they're trying to make an example of people. But why would they kill Finicum when he gets out of the vehicle and is doing nothing? Why did they do that?
Because they think they're above the law. They can do whatever they want and they'll lie about it.
But why do you shoot a guy with his hands up? I mean, I understand this goes on, but this is actually on video. I mean, this is actually coming out the way the Finicum said it did.
Right, and where's Black Lives Matter on this one? Okay, this is what they claim has happened to African Americans, you know, but nobody cares if it's a white guy, frankly. And this is the reality here, is that this country is upside down. Okay, we have to fight for it. We believe in equality for everybody. And Cliven Bundy, he doesn't owe money to the government. He has a reasonable basis to believe that he doesn't, the federal government. But does that give the government the right to bust into your house, to attack your sister, to tase your dog viciously, to kill your cattle and bury it in a mass grave, and to tase your sons? Does that give them the right to do that if you owe the government money, which he claims he does not? I mean, what kind of country do we live in? And then you get indicted by Obama, who made a joke. You can find that video on our website at CliveandBundyDefenseFund.org. Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner said, this is what happens to you when you use the word Negro. Let me give a piece of advice to that rancher. And sure enough, that rancher was indicted a few years later. This is payback because Obama was offended that Cliven used the word Negro. And then, of course,
by the way, let's expand on that. The liberal media wants to ban words. So first they start with the word heterosexual, is just a scientific term. Now I've heard that some people get offended by the name Negro Modelo. Negro just means dark or black in Spanish. It has nothing to do with putting somebody down to use that word. We can play all day Martin Luther King talking about, you know, from the old Negro spiritual, let us sing Amazing Grace. We could play that video right now from YouTube. That was the term that was politically correct then. Then they say, oh, that sounds too much like the N-word, so let's use the word African-American. Then folks say they don't like that. I'm just sick of it. But exactly, why would Obama then make a joke about it, saying we'll kill you if you use that word, and then he uses it?
Well, he spent that figuratively. You know, what happened at that White House Correspondents' Dinner is that Rand Paul, who at that point was supporting Cliven Bundy, had invited Cliven to that lunch, to that dinner, apparently. So Obama's trying to be funny on the stage, and he says, I see Senator Paul sitting there. That Nevada rancher isn't with him, and I guess this serves as a lesson for anybody that starts off his sentence, "Let me tell you about the Negro." And he repeats that twice. And I believe that's why he was indicted, because he offended Obama, and Loretta Lynch was Obama in a skirt. And 2 years later, they wind up indicting him.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll say this about the Bundys. They're nice folks, but they're like from another planet. I mean, they're like from the 50s. They've been out there in the middle of the desert since the 1870s. And they're using the term that he grew up, that Martin Luther King used. And again, it's just...
What he was saying was complimentary to African Americans.
Sure, he was saying they've been enslaved. They've been domesticated. But it doesn't matter. No one talks about injecting black people with syphilis. That's okay. Just don't use the word Negro. It's just insane.
Yeah, no, it is. The whole thing's upside down. And here's the bottom line, is that we asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to review this. I've been seeking a meeting with him. Poor guy's under siege. And I hope that the American people will rise up and ask Jeff Sessions to take a look at this neutrally, because this is a persecution. It's a political persecution. It's more than a prosecution.
Exactly. And I agree. Let me ask you this. They've got Trump under siege. They've got Sessions under siege. They've got us under siege, trying to keep us on the defense. Don't we need to go on the offense like you're doing with lawsuits, the rest of it? What else does Trump do? I think he should come out and say, "Michael Moore, instead of picking on Brzezinski and, you know, others who are just jokes, hey, Moore, you're calling for violence. You're calling to run into people's offices. If anything bad happens, it's on you. Stop calling for violence." That way we get ahead of them trying to foment a revolution.
Well, Alex, we're taking action there, too. I represent a young gay woman who was attacked at Berkeley when Milo of Breitbart News tried to speak there. And we've sued Berkeley. We've sued the president, Napolitano, the former Obama head of HHS. And we've sued others there, the police department that sit around and watched this woman get beaten up. We've got to start taking action here. We can't just sit here and complain. And what you do is extremely valuable. You're getting to the American people. I do the same thing with, you know, going on your show and having my own radio show. But, yes, we need to try to use the legal system, because if we don't, these leftists are fomenting violence. And I'm afraid that you're going to wind up with the militias in the streets. You're going to have the people on the right, people on the left. We're going to be in another civil war, and it's going to be bloody, and it's going to be scary, and it's going to destroy this country. So we're using whatever means we can to try to avoid that. But the reality is we are on the brink of civil war, and very dangerous civil war, because the left knows no bounds. They're Bolsheviks. It's like 1917 in Russia. They don't care if they kill people. They don't care how many people they destroy in terms of the leftist media. And they lie, they cheat, they steal. They're just like communists. That's what they are. Ironically, Putin said recently, looking at these people that are trying to destroy Trump, he says, he has some sense of humor, I might add. He says, these people are a bunch of communists. So, you know, even he sees it. Now, he's a communist, so he knows one when he sees one.
So, he was a communist, definitely.
Yeah, well, now he's just a dictator. But the reality is that he sees what's going on here, and he's looking at the United States destroy itself. And frankly, it's not a Russian thing. When was the last time the left complained of Russia? Okay, when was the last time they complained of Moscow? Moscow, to the left, is like Mecca is to the Muslims.
But not anymore, because it's been retaken, and that's why Hollywood and the left hates it. Look, I'm not going to defend Putin. Russia's a rough place. He's done a lot of Christian reforms, pays folks to have kids. You know, they're not teaching five-year-olds, you know, how to have sex or whatever. They've done a lot of stuff that's made the left mad. I mean, I think Putin has gone after his opposition. A lot of it's been Western funded, leftist funded, Soros funded. But I mean, Putin really is super popular in Russia. A lot of outside polls show him at like 70%. I mean, do you really think he's a dictator?
Oh, he's a dictator. Sure he is. But the point here is not to, we don't care whether Putin is or is not. What we know is that there's nothing wrong in talking to Russia. There's nothing wrong in trying to reach another detente. Trump has tried to do that. The Democrats are whipping up hatred. And like I said, when was the last time the Democrats or the left had a problem with the Soviet Union or Russia? They have more kinship to the Soviet Union and Russia than they do to our own country. I mean, Bernie Sanders took his honeymoon there. You could have a movie, you know, honeymoon in Moscow. I mean, this is a guy who worshipped the Soviet Union and
Russia.
But
that's why they're upset, Larry, because it's not the Soviet Union anymore. And I've done my research. Putin's family was secretly Christian the whole time he was in the KGB. I think we're actually seeing a comeback to Russian Christianity. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying they don't meddle in our affairs. But from my research and yours back in the day, the communist Chinese and the EU bureaucrats, and they're the ones that are involved in our elections. They're the ones that are really trying to manipulate things. They're the ones allied with the left.
Well, that's right, Alex. There's no question about it. And in this world, we have to learn how to deal with people. We have to be strong. But you don't shut people out. You don't create a war when you don't have to have a war. And the United States, we're powerful. We need to build up our military. President Trump deserves a chance. He's our last chance. If you think that Obama was bad, if this president fails, the next one's going to be 100 times worse.
I totally agree. Larry Klayman, thank you so much. I'd love to get Bob Barr on. Thanks for reminding me about the former congressman who helped get the impeachment through with you and just so much more. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome. God bless you. Happy July 4th.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely. We're going to be live on Sunday and live on Monday. We're going to have a special tape broadcast for you on Tuesday, and I'll be back Wednesday as well. But we've still got 2 hours of transmission left. Mike Cernovich is coming up with big breaking news. I want to also try to open the phones up. And we've got Russ Venery of Project Veritas popping in. Leanne McAdoo. Leanne McAdoo has been on a sabbatical. She's been here almost 4.5 years. I don't want to get into personal stuff, but she's talked about her grandmother had brain surgery, and she's been in Florida taking care of her and helping get her moved into the nursing home and stuff. But Leanne McAdoo is going to be reporting for us the next few months, off and on from Florida and then back and forth in Austin. But Leanne McAdoo, despite the conspiracy theories, really told folks she was going on a summer sabbatical. I thought she wouldn't be back until August, but she wants to come on via Skype. So I'm like, absolutely. So she's got her little studio set up there at her grandma's beachfront condo. And so she's taking care of her grandma very, very close to her. I mean, get off on a whole other subject, but people always turn everything into something, you know, that me and McAdoo were secretly married and all the rest of stuff that is so fun for people. McAdoo is a very attractive lady and very nice, but we've never gone out, we've never kissed, and we've never been married, and so that's a whole separate issue. I just always put that out there because McAdoo's asked me to before, because you know that's the whole internet thing, and she's like, man, I'm really sick of this. I go out with guys and people, and they Google me, and they're like, oh, but you're dating Alex Jones. It just never seems to end. But I told her, I said, that's what they do to anybody that's telling the truth. You know, they target people, they harass them, they do really mean things to them. Anyways, Leanne McAdoo's out in Florida, and we really look forward to having her join us via Skype coming up the last 30 minutes of this hour. A lot of folks missing her, including me. She's really funny, and I like her. She's smart. I like her dog, too. But that was the whole conspiracy that I got divorced because of Leanne McAdoo. I was getting divorced right around the time Leanne McAdoo got hired here. They're telling me back to news. I don't have teleprompters. They don't control me or tell me what to do. But I occasionally get into kind of the gossip around the office here because folks like that. And it's kind of good to bring sunshine to darkness and, you know, expose the lies out there occasionally because, like it or not, I never try to turn myself and the crew into the soap opera and the news. But that's kind of what happened. The media did that, and so we now kind of revel in it. So we take lemons and turn it into lemonade. And it's really upset the trolls, though, that it doesn't get to us, that it actually emboldens us to only fight harder. Now, let me shift gears here. This is the big news, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a big deal. And I shot the video last night that's up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral. Is CNN or other MSM planning to stage a false flag against themselves? Yes. The false flag is tell people go out and kill the president, tell people he's a Nazi, tell people he wants to murder old people, tell people that members of Congress need to die, hashtag hunt Republicans. Push all this. And then have the social distortion engineer, the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore, come down from his mountain and call for people to rise up and go and follow the Soros funding to go into senators and House members' offices because they know folks are going to be back in their districts. It's purely synthetic. It's totally astroturf. I know you're not paid $200 a day like Soros people, but you need, when they get back, to go to their offices. You need to go to the capitals. You need to go to the grocery stores and school events and theater events where the senators and House members come and speak, and you need to get up to the mic and say, these people here are reading off a script. They know America has awoken. They know America is awake to globalism. They know we're trying to get the economy going again, and these are the bots and the paid garbage here reading off their script to come in and try to intimidate you. But let those Republican and Democrats know the American people are who they should be worried about politically, and that no amount of propaganda or lies is going to prop them up. I mean, Moore says Trump's going to cause human extinction. There's just no end. Think about the carbon footprint of that guy's farts alone. You know, up in Canada, they have this carbon neutral milk you can get. I'm not kidding. They hook giant bags on the cows. How about we hook a giant bag on Michael Moore and all his farts? I mean, I don't mean to be childish here. It's just the baloney of the globalists and their carbon taxes where they want us to hook bags onto cows and are already doing it in Australia, Germany, and Canada, collecting their flatulence. Well, then I want Michael Moore fitted with a giant flatulence bag. Michael Moore urges followers to rise up over the 4th of July, storming senators' offices. Well, I don't want you to storm or rise up. You're doing that politically, economically. I'm just asking you to go to these events and go to these public events and know that the scum is going to be there and the trash hates it. Whenever the trash knows, like Cleveland, we're going to be there, they don't show up, or they barely do. So this is what they're involved in. Left-wing filmmaker Michael Moore took to Twitter Wednesday afternoon to urge his followers to rise up by nonviolently storming the district offices of their senators this 4th of July holiday. And then it goes on from there. They want to keep the big health care bill the big banks wrote to screw over everybody because they don't like the plan the Republicans came up with. It's bad, but not as bad. It's kind of like only having one arm chopped off, not both arms and both legs, and then your tongue chopped out and your eyeballs gouged out and your eardrums gouged out with hot pokers. And then Michael Moore comes in like Deliverance and says, squeal piggy, and he ain't going to be the piggy. It's a giant globalist gang rape by corporate henchmen that poses liberals like Michael Pigosaurus Moore. Now, the guy that has six bodyguards but thinks you shouldn't be able to own a gun. He is a human animal chimera of an alien species. Jabba the Hutt crossed with a walrus.
Ho, 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 teeny Jedi. I have bodyguards. You have none. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm like, but that's not rational. You have bodyguards, but citizens who can't afford them can't have guns?
Oh, your mind trick not work on Jabba.
I'm making fun of fat people. I'm making fun of Michael Moore. Okay, because I'm a little chubby myself, eh? Lost a lot of weight. Still, it's hard to get all the pounds off when you're a husky man. Let's get serious, though. The OECD, that's the big globalist group I'm going to tell you about in the next segment. That's one of the key roots of the current New World Order. In fact, print me the Wikipedia on OECD, please, or their official page. Last year saw record migration, and those migrants won't be leaving. Yes, you're using another Jedi mind trick on us to tell us that's just the way it is. Submit to it. That's coming up next hour. But before I go any further, just briefly, we have free shipping running through. I've decided to extend it through the month of July. And I'm going to have 20 to 30 to 40% off on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's T-shirts, that's BrainForce, that's Supermel Vitality. Myco ZX is back in stock, even though it's been sold out for 5 months, almost 6 months. It's 30% off when you get it with Biome Defense. They go together. Amazing. Try it. You can't lose. You're supporting the broadcast. And I'm trying to really raise extra funds right now to expand and go to the next level. We're trying to hire more people. We're trying to expand, as you can see. I just pulled the trigger on a new $600,000 studio. That sounds like a lot. Fox News studios are like $3 to $5 million. CNN studios are $3 to $5 million. But we are doing it here in Texas on the cheaps. Thanks to all of your support. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. This is an information war. We need war bonds and funding. So we sell high quality products everybody needs that improve your life physically so that you can help information warfare improve our political, cultural, and spiritual life. We're trying to bring back the social contract, America 2.0. Stay with us and spread the word, please. InfoWars.com and your local affiliates. Spread that affiliate to everybody.
Visit GCNLive.com today.